The U.S. military prepared to join relief efforts Monday in disaster-stricken Japan as authorities struggle to feed and care for tens of thousands of people who sought shelter after two powerful earthquakes that killed at least 42 people. 10 people remained missing, and rescuers were redoubling search efforts on the southern island of Kyushu, where many areas were cut off by landslides and road and bridge damage. Forecasts for heavy rains, which would make land and collapsed buildings even more unstable, added to the urgency of the searches. Toyota said it would shut down most of its vehicle production in Japan over the course of this week because of parts shortages stemming from the earthquakes. Nissan also halted production at some facilities. With 180,000 people seeking shelter, some evacuees said that food distribution was a meager 2 rice balls for dinner. "We are doing our best," Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told lawmakers when challenged by the opposition over the government's handling of relief efforts. "We are striving to improve living conditions for the people who have sought refuge. Today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, we will be working toward a full recovery," Abe said. Gradually, some roads were being reopened, and older men in security guard uniforms were helping to direct traffic in the drizzly weather. U.S. forces said it was getting ready to provide aerial support for Japan's relief efforts. The U.S. has major Air Force, Navy, and Marine bases in Japan and stations about 50,000 troops in the country. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said, "We are extremely grateful and we would like to coordinate quickly and have the emergency relief be transported in as soon as possible." Shiori Itabe, an official at the Kumamoto Prefecture Crisis Management Department, said 11 people were missing. She didn't have a breakdown, but Japanese media reported that 8 were in Minamiyaso Village. About 100 troops, police, and other rescue workers searched for those missing in Minamiyaso, shoveling dirt in areas where they were believed to have been buried. A few stretchers were on hand in case anyone was found alive. Minamiyaso is in a mountainous area southwest of 1,592-meter-high Mount Aso, the largest active volcano in Japan. Aerial footage from Japanese TV showed teams of rescuers going through small clusters of destroyed buildings. Earthquakes on successive nights struck Kumamoto City and the surrounding region late last week. 9 people died in the first earthquake and 32 in the second. Kumamoto, a city of 740,000, is on the southwestern island of Kyushu. The hardest-hit town appears to be Mashiki on the eastern border of Kumamoto City, where 20 people died. Overnight rainfall did not appear to cause any more landslides, as had been feared, and the skies had cleared by Sunday morning. About 80,000 homes in Kumamoto Prefecture still didn't have electricity Sunday, the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry said. Japanese media reported earlier that an estimated 400,000 households were without running water. More than 1,000 buildings were damaged in the 2 earthquakes, including at least 90 that were destroyed. Many residents were still recovering from the shock of the destruction while struggling to bring their lives and spirit together. "Without water and electricity, we can't do anything. Without the TV on, we can't even get information about disaster relief operations," said Megumi Kudo, 51, standing in a line for water outside a community center in Aso City. "We can't take a bath, not even a shower." Kudo came with his wife and 12-year-old daughter, carrying several empty gallon-sized plastic containers to get water, while his 80-year-old mother waited at home. "It's better to be prepared than sorry, as we learned the hard way," he said. His house survived despite major roof damage, but like many, the family is sleeping in their cars outside. A few blocks away, 75-year-old Tokio Miyamoto said he's too afraid to sleep alone in his house, so he lugs his futon bedding every evening to an evacuation center. "It's a hassle, but it's too scary to be alone," he said. Miyamoto said there was not sufficient food at the evacuation center, only a couple of rice balls each time. Toyota said it would shut down most of its vehicle production in Japan over the course of this week because of parts shortages stemming from the earthquakes. The shutdown will begin Monday at a factory in Kyushu and progress to other plants in Japan through Friday. Toyota said on its website Sunday that resumption of operations would depend on the availability of parts. Other companies, including Sony, have announced stoppages of some of their factories in Kyushu. This article posted by Mari Yamaguchi for the Associated Press in Minamiaizo, Japan. Associated Press writer Ken Moritsugu in Tokyo contributed to this report.